Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly getting an opportunity to play internationally is a big honor. Something that I've been a part of a couple of times. It doesn't get old, man, to represent our game of American football on the international stage, man, is a really cool thing. I'm so excited about being a component of that. But as we sit here today, it's more about the preparation that tees up performance. And that's really what has our attention.
15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather for Dublin Sunday, looking to be in the high 50s, small chance of rain. British open weather for the Steelers and Vikings. Couple 2-1 teams trying to get to 3-1. Yes?
Kaboom, I don't even feel like correcting them. It's the Open Championship.
Mark Cabali with us, brought to you by IC Light, Pat McAfee Show Insider. Tomlin talking about how much he loves international games. Be nice for him to win one. He's 0-1.
If his style of American football is the one put on display, no one in Ireland's going to want them to come back.
Everybody told me they were so bad in that game in Minnesota. They started 0-4. They've never seen Mike Tomlin treat the media better after that game.
Right. He was
desperate. Going up to guys and asking them how they were doing and how their trip went. And they're like, who is this guy? Yeah. Were you there for that?
Yeah, I was.
Did that happen?
And the worst part about that is he was crazy after that game. I think, isn't that when Le'Veon Bell, he didn't get in the end zone to win it, whatever happened.
No, Peterson ran all over him.
Didn't they throw a pick late in that drive, I think? I thought they threw an interception late in an attempt at a tying drive.
Matt Cassel beat them.
But what I recall was he absolutely said there will be change after that game. So they had the bye week, came back, and their change was they signed Levi Brown. Remember Levi Brown?
And I think he got hurt in practice before the game.
No, he got hurt at a warming up before the game. He tore his pec muscle. But I do think that was Cam Hayes.
Here is how that game ended. They had been driving. Roethlisberger had him cooking. He and AB were connecting. He had a big shot to Cotchery to start the drive. Then he got sacked by Everson Griffin on 3rd and goal from the 6. That ended things. Kevin Williams, big Kevin Williams, recovered it. And then Matt Cassel got to take the victory knee.
Yeah. I think that's why they wanted to bring Levi in, because of Mike Adams.
Pony, can you name Minnesota's punter in that game?
Yes, Jeff Locke.
That's right, Jeff Locke.
I was going to say Mitch Berger.
No, I knew he'd get that
Mark,
one.
There's a video that's being disseminated across Twitter of the Steelers' flight over there.
Hopefully it's not of me.
And how guys seem miffed that they were not first-class seats. They just had economy seating for a 7-hour flight. Calvin Austin and some other guys, like, what are we doing here?
Well, Calvin Austin,
we're an NFL.
Well,
Calvin Austin, he's the last guy who should complain. But what are we doing here? We're an NFL team, and we're not.
Let's say Calvin Austin could fit in overhead
flying
storage
in a lap of luxury here.
Yeah,
that is a little weird. I'll agree.
I traveled with the team maybe 8-10 years, and at least with the old U.S. airplane, this is how they did it. They did coachings. All the coaches were in the first class. Then they went by seniority after that. So what flight did they take? Aer Lingus or something like that?
Yeah, that's the official. That's the official airline of Ireland.
So
green seats.
So, of course, the younger guys are going to get the worst seats and so on and so forth. Maybe this was just a plane that just did not have many first class seats.
I guess, isn't the point that they would assume they make sure they get a plane that has a ton of first class?
As DK Metcalf said, that's like Seattle to New York. So it's not like...
It's not like it's...
And Aaron Rodgers said today, you know, I would like to spend more time in Ireland. Yeah, you know, you do have a couple million bucks, a couple hundred million bucks.
Well, he talked
bucks
about going to Ireland
you
last time.
You could probably just go during this... your retirement that's probably coming up, so I don't know,
Mark,
why you need to bring that up.
Is it right for them if they can't come out and they look like they're half asleep to get criticized again?
Oh, they're going to get criticized
the
if that happens, but I don't know the truth.
Rooney said football reasons now was his response
that
today.
That can be interpreted a bunch of different ways. I am under the belief that the Steelers were going to go over, and you hear what Art Rooney said. He sounded like a guy where if it was up to him, who would have been there Monday or Tuesday, right?
Yep.
You know, go across and, you know, play some cricket or whatever he was going to do.
Hurling stick.
Now, talking to Tomlin yesterday, he didn't seem too thrilled to travel across the pond, as in, you know, we were both kibitzing about how old we were and how we don't like to travel anymore. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. To me, it's
so. Wait, you and just Tomlin were standing there.
There was nobody there.
You were just grousing with each
there
other.
There was literally nobody there.
You're
because
BSing.
There was like five people there, and I'm the only person he actually knew.
Is that in that setting? Does Mike drop the "I'm Mike Tomlin" football coach facade and talk to you like a normal human being?
Yeah, he just came
being
over and,
"Hey, Mark, what's
he's like,
up?
When
doesn't
you
travel
over
suck?"
And I said, "Nope." I said, "Too old for that." He goes, "Me too. If it was up to me, I would be coaching from home." Now, I don't
know
if that's
Steelers fans probably think that would be an improvement.
Now,
well,
I don't know
if
that's
beat him in a playoff game.
That could be just making
man cave.
That could be just making small talk too. But I was under the assumption that when this hit the when they came out with the schedule, that the Steelers were going over Monday, Tuesday earlier in the week, and I know somehow the NFL somehow got involved a little bit, and Mike Signore had to come out, Penn State.
And make Dulac offer up a retraction on it.
Scott Brown's buddy.
Make we are.
I don't know any of these people.
He's a Penn State guy.
Any of that robust Penn State alumni base talks to me?
How about Rob Beertemple? Do you guys exchange love letters?
No. No, I think Rob and I probably.
How about Chris Adamski?
I think Rob's had me blocked.
He's a proud
for a
Penn Stater.
Buzzsaw's a, you know.
How about Eric Hagman?
Eric still responds to my tweets once in a while.
Well, makes one of us. He craps on Kabali and refuses to say anything to me.
Beer Temple has a locked account, which
you know
is
what
weird.
He's doing? He's trying to stir it up.
Who,
of course.
Hey, I don't care.
Sort of like
I've worked with him for how long? I'm immune to this.
So you know when he's stirring it.
Yeah, I know when he's taking that big old pot and moving the wooden spoon around.
Mark, you bring up the coaching. Roethlisberger said he thinks the Steelers are going to get out coached in this game. Do you agree with him?
I mean, I don't think he's going out on a limb saying that, right?
I know, but when you've got a Hall of Fame coach and a guy that's won zero playoff games is on the other side, and Ben said the guy that I won a Super Bowl with is going to get out-coached by the other guys,
that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty profound statement.
Yeah, perks your ears up a little bit. But it's funny how coaches are as good as some of their players as well, and obviously I think Minnesota has a – I would say Minnesota has a better roster, maybe other than quarterback.
True, Mark, but would you agree with this? When you've got a $160 million defense, when you're playing a backup quarterback, you should win that game?
I think they should win.
Yeah. But that's not how most people feel about it. Ben thinks they're going to get
beat. Most people feel it's going to be a coaching clinic on one side, and it's going to be like Grandmaster Chess and somebody trying to play Connect Four on the other side.
Put it this way. they can get exposed, and even the people that don't watch football on a regular basis will know immediately if they get exposed in this game because of coaching. You'll be able to see that quite quickly, I think, just on some of the schemes. But, you know, I don't even know. Brian Flores seems like ever since he left here, he's
turned into Dick LeBeau, yes. Vic Fangio, and all these guys rolled into one. You're right about that.
But I mean, I think he was always that. He was always that guy. He was always a cutting edge defensive coordinator. You're just finding out more about it now because of like he wasn't last year's Vikings defense like a miracle worst to first kind of turnaround. Weren't they horrible the prior year?
2 years ago, his first year there, they went from horrible to a little bit above average. And last year, they were really good. They tied the Steelers for the lead in takeaways.
So there's no better way to get your name really on the map than to take something that was bad and make it good very quickly.
True.
I mean, he does have good players on defense there. No, now, Chris, he does.
No, I understand that. I just think he also...
The Steelers do, too.
But here's the major difference in where I would cite all of this back to coaching. The Steelers have good players on defense, and yet what do you hear about the Steelers constantly from the players themselves?
Communication.
We weren't communicating right. We weren't cohesive.
We got to keep things basic because we got all these new guys.
Right, and yet, Mark, this Flores defense, good players, Harrison Smith, ageless wonder back there, you know, like 36 years old, been in the league for a decade and a half. But it's not just him. It's all the players. You can't shapeshift pre-snap like they do. Show you one thing, show you another thing, do a third different thing, unless your players are smart and communicating well. And that's like the thing that I give Flores almost the most credit for. He's got a group of 11 at any given time that's all on the same page doing like a pretty complicated pre-snap deception routine.
Yeah, I think Tomlin, when it concerns him and this defense, is I think they are being a little bit overly cautious. I think they are waiting for everybody. Maybe it does go back to not having a lot of snaps in the preseason of getting those guys together. Now, if we're midway through the season and there's still these issues, then, that's a huge red flag.
Do you think Elliott going back in fixes a lot of it?
I think it helps a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, addition by subtraction, number one. I mean, Juan Thornhill's gone, right? He's not going to play. So I think that
is
helps
good.
Out.
You're
Plus,
right.
if, you
really
throw,
good
if you throw – JPZ and Porter in, now that makes it just a little bit deeper. You can have Echols in there now. This all should help.
Is PZ going to go?
I think so. I mean, he was hiding.
Even though it was
He was very hiding the past two or three days.
Very what?
Hiding, which means if you went up to him, he hurried and ran the other way. Which
What's that usually
see,
mean? Give us the translation on that as a reporter.
Which means is Tomlin probably told him not to say anything.
Okay.
Say, hey.
He doesn't want Minnesota
especially
to know.
Joey Porter, he's normally open to everything. I mean, he normally says it like it is. I would imagine Tomlin got to him and said, hey, either one of two things. You're not playing, don't say anything, or you are playing, don't say anything. So I think that was brought down.
Mark, if they're going to get out-coached, is there a better chance it's their offense can't do anything against the Vikings' defense and Flores's disguises and blitz packages and stuff, or is it their defense gets exposed by Kevin O'Connell's offense?
I think if you're looking at something, I think I guess it's the offense, right?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers offense against Flores defense, you think
yeah,
would be the one?
I like to look at it more the other way. I think the Vikings don't really have – I don't know if I like their offense whatsoever. You got Mason.
The Vikings offense?
Well, you got Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Carson Wentz guy. I don't know who can be.
I think Jordan Mason's pretty good.
Yeah, but that's a guy that's –
I think Tomlin's a Wentz guy. He likes him more than J.J. McCarthy, that's for sure. Tomlin's a Wentz guy.
Oh, he took a dart at
Anthony Richardson and J.J. McCarthy.
I think it was one of those darts that weren't meant to be thrown at him, but it came off that way.
Yes, 100% it did. He said, I told my guys, don't hurt him. I don't want Joe Flacco in the game.
The point was, is
I think this guy stinks and the old guy's better. If anybody would know anything about throwing something that you don't intend to throw, it would be Anthony Richardson.
I would say it was more that he doesn't want the veteran because he doesn't trust the veteran. I guess either way, it didn't look good.
All right, so you think that Flores against
Arthur
Smith is the bigger mismatch?
Hawkinson's good, right? Jefferson's good, right? Addison, I'm not quite sure if he will be up to speed, catch it, you know, that moving train type of thing so far.
Those trains only exist, though, for the Steelers. Every other team's car is always parked for injured players. The Steelers just get on that bullet train and go.
I guess Darisaw's coming back.
He played last week.
Yeah. They're missing their left guard, who's really good.
Yeah,
but cleared protocol. He's going to play.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to Mark about the Steelers' offense and what Arthur Smith said yesterday. Very defensive about things. Also, what Ben said about Broderick and how Mark feels about that. We know Malzi doesn't like Ben and loves Broderick, so that was a hot topic for us this week. Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's get to Charlie's next head.
He's been getting hit. Okay, no sacks. Congratulations. Aaron still got hit a bunch. There's a play where Broderick Jones is standing completely upright, and the guy basically runs right through him. It's actually the play we laughed about when his guy hit Aaron as soon as he threw it, and Broderick ran by. Remember, yanked his shoulder out of place? That play, if you go back and watch it, because I went back and watched two plays specifically to watch the line play. Broderick he's so upright, and you can't stand upright as a tackle. You've got to get low because guys are just going to get underneath you. James Harrison, what do you talk about? Leverage. You get a guy, like if James Harrison was going against Broderick Jones, he'd have 15 sacks a game. I'm telling you, the low leverage he's going to get around Broderick has to be better in protecting.
Ben Roethlisberger woke up earlier this week and chose violence against Broderick Jones. At 4:16, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Mark Cabali, Pat McAfee Show, brought to you by Icy Light in studio with us. Broderick Jones has a big assignment this week.
I'm just surprised real quick that Malzi didn't take a shot at Ben there and said, you actually watched two plays?
I've come around to some of his opinions. I don't even think he's that wrong.
He said he watched film, he watched two plays. I mean...
He also said he had a buddy that watched the All-22.
That's Spence.
He did say that.
Spence, what do you see over there?
Mm-hmm. Mark, is it that bad with Broderick Jones? Is Ben right? I mean, is it really that awful where eventually he said, like, accountability's got to be there from the head coach and offensive line, meaning if he doesn't shape up soon, he's got to go to the bench.
But I would agree with that, but the fact of who you're going with. You're probably going to say anybody's better, right?
So you do think it's that bad? Watching it?
No, I don't think he was as... I mean, week one was the worst. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was as bad week three as he was week one, but that's not really saying a lot here.
He's not making the progress that we thought, especially Chris thought he would this year.
Well, I mean, I think he's been really bad, and I think there are plays where you see him and he's... You know, he gets himself where he's supposed to be, and he looks physically like he can do what he wants to do out there. But then, there's too many times... He has a weird tendency where he'll stand up to a bull rush and he'll be close to the quarterback, but not like not like allowing a real pressure.
He's not big enough anymore.
But then the guy will get like a quarterback hit because he'll let up his block once the ball's gone, and the guy will still go through with the hit.
You need to say that again, Mark, what you just muttered there.
He's not big enough. He's not big enough to take on the bull rush right now. I mean, he has
– Is he trying to gain weight?
He's probably 3 bills, but he's also 6'7", so everybody's 6'7", 3 bills.
He's like 6'4".
But he looks like he's 6'7", put it that way. He's a monster. He's tall.
I mean, goes back to losing all that weight in the offseason. Why
didn't
he
lose
it
so that he could gain it during the season?
I haven't asked him if he ever gained way back, but I tend to stay away from those type of issues with players.
Well, I mean, did he want to do it because he wanted to get quicker?
I think so, because I think they wanted to run that outside zone scheme stretch run play, which hasn't turned
out. Well, that's not just his fault. That whole offensive line sucks at run blocking.
It stinks really.
You know who I think should owe Broderick Jones like a gift basket? Troy Fautanu, who I think hasn't been good. Zach Frazier, who I think hasn't been very good, and Mason McCormick and Isaac Seumalo. Maybe like you could scratch together out of the other four guys in that line like two well-played games so far.
What I was told about Fautanu is it's taken him some time just to get his feet from feet under him. So
why does he get the grace period but Jones doesn't?
It's 3 games.
Okay, Jones has functionally had 3 games at left tackle as the man.
3 years. That's what people were looking at.
Well, Troy Fautanu.
I mean, I would not bench Broderick Jones if
what
I mean. There Mark, are people who think that quarterback killed. He should.
Well, there are people who think that Andres Pete could come in and be Anthony Munoz.
I don't think he could be Anthony Munoz, Chris. But when your offensive tackle, your left tackle, is a liability and you can't run the ball, what are we doing here?
I don't even think that's half the problem. The half the problem is the quick throws. You're not giving the quarterback any time to throw the ball.
Well, right, they're
the
doing that.
Whatsoever.
Smith said it yesterday because they're scared he's going to get killed.
Yes.
He said, I want to take a deep shot. Our quarterback got sacked in New York, and you haven't basically seen it since.
Yeah, and by the way, it wouldn't be Andres Pete, I don't think. I think it would be
Anderson.
Calvin Anderson. Maybe Spencer Anderson. One of the Anderson brothers.
Is it a coaching thing? I mean, is it a Pat Meyer issue?
I don't think so, because we didn't complain about Pat Myers and how Zach Frazier played last year, did we?
Well, okay, so that's one guy, an
and
exception.
And Mason McCormick came out of nowhere and had a pretty good season
fine.
An FCS guy.
Right, Mark, but he's got a first-round talent here, and when people continually say his technique's bad, that's a reflection on the coaching. How does a guy have terrible technique in the NFL?
Doesn't listen.
I mean, then why play him then? If he's not getting better and he refuses to listen to the coach, what's the point?
I don't think it's
what's going on here?
He didn't turn his phone on silent.
I normally always put it on silent. I didn't this time.
Ding. Jesus. So Jones just doesn't listen.
No, I wouldn't say he doesn't listen. I just maybe comprehending. Is that a better word?
That's still not much better. If he doesn't understand it, that's
not
good.
Does he not understand it because like it's being taught poorly, or he has that
everything
little
that I've heard from people that says he's just, I don't want to say pay more attention. That's not the correct term. Probably just more understanding of what they're trying to tell him. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't learn as quick as others.
Mark, you're kind of calling him. Hold on. You're calling him like football dumb right now.
Low football IQ.
Yeah, you're calling him like low football IQ guy.
No, I'm not calling him low football IQ. I'm like, I don't really want to label anybody like this. So.
Well, you could be like not picking up football concepts and be a completely normal intelligence person otherwise, who just isn't grasping these concepts that you're trying to be taught. That involve you doing violent things at a high speed.
That's probably a good way to put it. Like, He's not picking up what Kenny Pickett is being taught.
For example, I don't think Kenny Pickett's a dumb guy at all, but Kenny Pickett, when he's on the field, looks like a guy who doesn't know what he's looking at and doesn't pick up concepts because I think the game moves
too
fast.
Kenny's catching strays
here
out of
nowhere. I could say that about Mitch Trubisky, too. Mitch has been in the league how long? He still doesn't know that the left side of the field exists.
I mean, Mark, you were adamant that you thought this young offensive line was going to gel this year.
I still think they have an opportunity.
So you do think eventually Jones is going to figure it out?
Maybe not him.
How many games?
That's a pretty important.
How many games?
I don't think
the
left tackle is
going to
make
him.
I don't think there's a number right now. He's going to have to really, really stink for a long period of time. Now, like I said,
Rodgers sick of him?
No, he tends to love him. You know,
he tends to love him.
Well, he always talks glowingly of Broderick Jones, but he doesn't say that about everybody, so you can pretty much read into that.
Every time I see one of his teammates interact with him, he seems like he cares on the field. I've brought this up before. I get the sense those guys like him and want him to do well, but like don't know how to get through to him.
Oh, I mean, Broderick's a very engaging young man. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe he needs to be a little bit more of a...
So be more Sayamalu.
Sayamalu, yeah, you don't go around that guy.
Yeah, we know. You treat him like he's like a black mamba or something.
Because that's what he is, man.
Mark, how about the stuff that Arthur Smith said about using the tight ends? He got asked by Joe Rutter about it. I thought,
I don't know how you even interpret that. I mean, he goes in circles.
He said, you know, Joe said, I'm asking why aren't there more yards and touchdowns? And he brought up, well, I mean, look at Jonnu Smith catching a pop pass touchdown and the things we do in the red zone. And it was just like, do you not understand that we thought you were going to use these guys as mismatches?
That was told.
Right. And you're not.
No.
So I don't understand why he can't just admit that. Like, this is not what you guys and what we thought we would see from their tight ends this year.
No, and all across the board. I'm not even talking about catching the ball. I'm talking about blocking. And I mean, how many were we have? 60 yards each from both the tight ends and nothing from
Darnell have a catch.
Nothing. That's not what we saw in camp. That's not what we were told the reason why they went out and got Jonnu. I mean, Jonnu hasn't even played. Well, he can be a wide receiver.
He's had no run after the catch, which was the number one thing he did well in Miami last year.
Yeah, you can see he's on the injury report. Maybe that has a little bit to do with it. Yes, but the you're looking more disappointed maybe than the offensive line might be how the tight ends are played. Maybe not how the tight ends are played, how the tight ends are being used.
That's an Arthur Smith thing.
But are they being used a certain way because they're limited in what they can do then? Because that's what it comes back to for
me. Probably limited back to the offensive line.
I thought every sentence Arthur Smith said about why this, that, or the other wasn't working was coded with, yeah, my offensive line's not very good. What do you expect? Do you disagree?
It's hard to understand.
What he does mean, really mean answers.
He starts one and ends the next one and goes in circles.
Were there any?
So you really have to pay attention.
Were there any
like
World War II or like Korean War analogies?
No Shaq and Kobe references.
No, but he did give us the whole entire history of the Patriots defense and all the guys that played the positions there that Vikings players are playing now for Brian Flores. Brought up Teddy Bruschi.
But you know he is limited.
Patrick
Chung. We got to give him the benefit of the doubt right now because he is limited by the offensive line that's been put together.
Well, this is a great week for that to change, Mark, because they're going up against the team that's number two in pressure rate in the NFL. Donnie Football and Mark Cabali going to break it all down with a flavor of Ireland to boot from Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday. Kegs and Eggs, live bagpiper, samples from Dubliner Whiskey, Fire Whistle Red Irish Ale, no Jason Mackey. The doors at Shiloh Plate and Pour open at 8 a.m. and the drinks will be flowing. Cheer on the black and gold at Shiloh Plate. That's because Jason's there. Shiloh Plate and Pour, Sunday starting at 8 a.m. with 93.7 The Fan. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Here's a Charlie headline.
North Shore.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tavern leadoff
side of the trip is important for us. We're doing some things to acclimate ourselves to the trip. We're working early this week to start the body clock transition process. We certainly have some best practices in terms of acclimating ourselves once we begin the journey at the latter part of the week, but nothing unique there. A lot of organizations have been traveling internationally now for a number of years.
And the Vikings have done it four times, and they're undefeated, 4-0 in games in Europe. And as several people over there have pointed out, surprised by the number of Vikings fans who are in Dublin for this game. Won't outnumber Steelers games, Steelers fans on game day per a lot of these secondary ticket markets, but they are expecting 30 to 40% Vikings fans for this game, which I did not know they had that big, ardent European following. The Vikings.
The chant is Skull. That's a Norwegian chant. That's close enough to Ireland.
They pillaged over there, Mark.
Yeah. Eric the Red, Leif Erikson. But
you'd think they'd still be bitter Leif that they did Erikson? All that pillaging.
Leif Erikson. I'm talking 1,000 years ago, bro.
Oh, I thought you meant the Leif
No,
Garrett.
Not Leif Cassidy or whatever.
Leif Garrett.
Yeah. Wasn't Leif Cassidy an Al Snow gimmick for a while?
How about Leif Ryan Garrett? Leif?
No, L-E-I-F.
I thought Leif Garrett was a singer.
He is, but isn't Leif Cassidy an old Al Snow bit?
You're asking me this. No, I do not know this.
Mark, aren't you a historian?
Not when it comes to Al Snow.
Okay.
Malzie is right.
Thank you.
Malzie's always right.
Usually.
All right, Mark.
It is the summer of Malzie, Mark. I don't know if you've heard
except
that.
Except for the Broderick. But.
Oh, okay, cool.
Steelers have not had a game with a 100-yard receiver all year. Does that change Sunday in Dublin?
That's the one I haven't been asked yet this year, this week. No, I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm trying to think out loud here. Of who they could be going against? No, absolutely not. Unless, I guess the catch and run, because we know he's not going to throw the ball down the field. So the odds of the catch and run for an 80s, I think you'd probably get a pretty good line on that. So no.
Steelers have not had an individual player run for 50 yards in a game this year. Will that change?
Wow.
Yeah. That is an incredible stat.
Yeah, they just don't run the ball very much. Yeah, I think they will. I think...
It's going to be Jalen Warren then.
Yeah, Jalen Warren.
Do you think
would it count if somebody like I don't even know if Scotty Miller's there, is he? Didn't he just have a kid?
Are you asking about whether or not a wide receiver gets 50 yards
around,
on
a little
end around?
Little
honestly,
Matt Canada,
no, you know,
special?
No, it doesn't count because I'm talking about true conventional running the football.
Yeah, I do think it might not be much more than 50, but I would say 57.
Oh God, that is grim.
Mark, the Steelers have the best turnover ratio in the NFL. Do you think they win the turnover battle again on Sunday?
Honestly, I do think that they really found something, or at least have a little bit more confidence after this game in New England. So I think that carries over. Plus, I think it helps when you have a guy like Elliott and Porter back. So, yeah, I think it will.
The Steelers have the best red zone offense in the NFL. The Vikings have allowed the fewest red zone trips in the NFL. So you have that, too. Things kind of duking it out. Do you think the Steelers' red zone percentage will be over 50% in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I like what Aaron Rodgers is doing. I mean, when you're at 85% or whatever he is, as long as they're able to get down there, and I understand the percentages will allow you to get down there, I don't see anything that would say that he would all of a sudden fail with that.
Over under 1.5 red zone trips in the game for the Steelers.
I'd say over.
Which quarterback is better in this game?
I already told you I'm not a big Carson Wentz guy.
Okay, but Aaron Rodgers is going against
the very
like
Carson Wentz? Big Ben. Big Ben like Carson Wentz. Maybe that's coloring a lot of his commentary on the game this week.
Why did he like Carson Wentz so much?
Well, he's a hunter. He's an outdoorsman. I don't know if you knew that.
Ben was also bullish on Jared Goff. He a hunter too?
He's a big pocket quarterback.
Whoever knew that Jared Goff would turn into a the quarterback he started.
I don't know. He was the number one overall pick.
I understand that, but he wasn't.
He got off to a horrible start, Mulsey, and then Sean McVay dumped him.
He played in a Super Bowl. Yes, Sean McVay decided he wasn't. Yeah, Sean McVay should have looked in the mirror because he also got out-schemed there. And then he ended
by Brian Flores.
He ended up winning the return bout when it was Rams and Lions twice.
Goff has to be what? Top 10? Top 7?
I like him. I mean, he stinks in cold weather games and outdoors in those spots.
If he is kept upright and they have a great line, he will pick apart any team.
Mark, did you know that, why do I always want to say Jordan Jefferson? I think that was his brother. Justin Jefferson averages 95 yards per game as a receiver. That is the best in NFL history.
That's pretty stunning.
Do you think that he will go over or under that number in this game?
He hasn't had a good start to this.
No, he really hasn't.
In his regard.
Does he go over 95?
I think he will.
Who gets that assignment? Is it Ramsey?
I think he's going to.
Doesn't Darius Slay have really good career numbers randomly against him? Somebody sent that in the YouTube chat that Slay has
been
matched.
Was it Joy Rance Taint who sent that?
It wasn't Joy Rance Taint, nor was it Fayette County Jesus, I think. No, somebody just mentioned this, that apparently Slay, every time he's been matched up on Jefferson, it's hard to go and like find that at that granular of a level, I guess, has a very good track record.
But I remember first day in training camp, Mike Tomlin just waxing poetic on, come talk to me when I have to play against Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, because you know we're playing man coverage. You know, I got number 5, Ja'Marr Chase. Not Ja'Marr Chase.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. I have him to be able to match up with him.
No offense to this version of Ramsey. I would not like that matchup one-on-one.
You're not a big Ramsey fan.
No, I think Ja'Marr Chase is actually the best receiver
in
football.
What I'm saying is now, is if this isn't the case where you're going to have Jalen Ramsey follow the best receiver around, when's it going to happen? I don't think it would. So I don't think it's going to happen this time. So everything he told us a couple months ago was just fake.
I'm going to give you 3 names on the defensive line. I want you to order them from place the most snaps to place the least. Benton, Black, Harmon.
I think Harmon's going to play a lot.
Okay. And then who plays more between Benton and Black?
It's probably going to be darn close, but I'm still going with Benton by a nose.
Better chance Rodgers throws 3 touchdowns or that the Vikings defense scores a touchdown?
Man, that's a curveball. That's not a bad question, though, because they scored 2 defensive touchdowns last week. Isaiah Rodgers was better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, thank you. That's why I asked it.
I would say Aaron Rodgers.
Should we start asking you snarky questions, like whether or not you like toast and beer?
What's that?
Do you put butter on bread?
I said, should we start asking you snarky questions?
You can ask me something like this. I've never attended.
Do you like corn
follicles? Knew what kegs and eggs was.
You never knew what kegs and eggs was?
I know.
Mark, you're going to be at kegs and eggs on Sunday.
That's why I was asking about it.
There are kegs and then there are eggs. It's breakfast.
But is it just eggs or is it like waffles and?
I would like to think there's a robust choice of breakfast items.
And why?
Here's a gigantic vat of scrambled eggs. Have at it.
That's what I'm saying.
And how do you feel about?
I never did the kegs and eggs.
How do you feel about producer Charlie putting ketchup all over his cheesesteak?
There's nothing wrong with that. There is. You know what, Charlie?
Would you put ketchup on steak?
I put ketchup on everything except eggs. Well, honestly, if the steak is terrible, you gotta put.
Okay, but if it's a good steak,
No.
But would you put ketchup on fish?
No. Okay. Well, it depends on what fish. Fried fish? Yes.
Why not hot sauce or tartar sauce or both?
Well, I just felt like I'm a Western PA guy, man.
If you got a Rudy's sub,
ketchup's on everything.
If you got a Rudy's sub, would you want to put ketchup on there?
Depends on what the lunch meat is.
Okay. What's an acceptable lunch meat to pair with ketchup? Turkey?
I used to be an old school bologna guy way, way back
in the day. Put ketchup on a bologna sandwich?
Way, way, way back in the day.
Man.
I'm more of a mayo type of guy.
All right, a little better there.
Mark, your game prediction from a game you'll be watching at a bar.
At a bar. Kegs and eggs. I think the Steelers win this game.
You are just classic.
The Steelers will win this game. It will be obviously extremely close because I don't know when the last time they actually blew somebody out. I'll say 27-24 Steelers.
Who's the star of the game for the Steelers?
Start of the game for the Steelers.
Broderick Jones, who catches a pass as a tackle.
27 is a lot of points against this Minnesota defense, yes, by the way. Is. But Mark thinks Flores is a little overrated.
He also thinks Wentz is terrible and maybe Carson will give one back.
What else do I think? Keep going.
Star of the game?
What else do I want to hear? I want to hear what else I think. Star of the game. Da, 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 da. I'll just go Aaron Rodgers.
There you go. Have a nice ice cold Guinness after the game to celebrate.
I don't know if I've ever had a Guinness.
Would I don't think I've ever had it on tap.
Would you put ketchup in Guinness?
Depends. I mean, Charlie's taking. Depend. Although I probably put mayo on my steak, Hoagie.
Don't get me started on that, Chris. I know what you just did there, and I don't want to go into that. Depends, the diapers for adults. They changed their name to Depend. So when I hear the Depend commercials on our station, it always strikes me as weird that it's not Depends anymore.
Hi, it's Emmett Smith here for Depend. Did he mess it up? No,
and
it's just called
Depend. He makes fun of me because I'm the only person that apparently gets bothered by this.
No, I think it's terrible,
too. In my entire life, I thought it was Depends for when old people crap themselves.
I think it was.
And now it's Depend.
It was Depends. They changed it to Depend, didn't they?
I always find it awkward when you go to Walmart and you see the elder gentleman buying like the whole case of it.
Like, I feel bad for this guy. Mark seems like a dude wipe kind of
definitely
kind of guy.
Dude,
yeah,
wipes.
Of course.
They sent me some dude wipes.
Plumber's delight over there when Mark clogs.
They sent
toilets.
You one that smelled like pumpkins. Somebody told me.
What do you want me to do? It showed up on my front porch. What am I going to do? Not use it?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.